Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to this podcast ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app today.
Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop because you earn cash back at over 3,500 stores, fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, travel, dining, concert tickets, and more. Your favorite stores like Lowe's, Levi's, and Nike pay Rakuten to send them shoppers, and Rakuten then passes on a part of that payment to its members as cash back. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? It's a no-brainer. Membership is free and easy to sign up. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Your cash back really adds up.
Want to start your morning strong? Dig into Kodiak's hot, protein-packed breakfasts, crafted with whole grains to help keep you feeling fuller longer. Grab Kodiak flapjacks and oatmeal. Get 20% off now through March 31st on KodiakCakes.com/KodiakBreakfast and use code KodiakBreakfast20.
Good morning. I'm Jane Pauley, and this is Sunday Morning. 1 week from tomorrow, Donald Trump assumes the presidency for the second time, poised to take the nation's economic policies in a very different direction. But just where will those policies take us? One person with some informed opinions, very informed opinions, is Jamie Dimon, CEO of one of the world's largest and most powerful banks. He shares some of those views with Leslie Stahl.
Did you say, when I grow up, I want to be a banker?
No.
No.
His company, JP Morgan Chase, moves $10 trillion a day and banks people, industries, and countries.
We've had unbelievable numbers of billionaires come up. Billionaires. What's out of whack here?
I think you have to be very careful to say what's out of whack. You want a healthy economy.
Jamie Dimon, ahead on Sunday Morning.
Brooke Shields, whose modeling career famously began when she was just a baby, has been in the spotlight nearly her entire life. With her 60th birthday approaching, being allowed to age gracefully is very much on her mind. She'll tell all to our Faith Saley.
We all are these human beings who just want to feel good about ourselves.
As a young model, Brooke Shields helped define just how we view beauty. Now, at age 59, she's looking to redefine the way we see middle-aged women.
There's the sex appeal and then it's wrinkle cream. Youth or menopause. Like, there's no in between.
The age and wisdom of Brooke Shields, later on Sunday Morning.
Mo Rocca hits the road for a look at congestion pricing, the first in the nation gridlock relief plan that made its debut this past week in New York City. Martha Teichner catches up with America's top diplomat, outgoing Secretary of State Antony Blinken. Plus Nancy Giles with versatile stage and screen actor Wendell Pierce, now starring in the CBS show Elspeth. And more. This Sunday morning for the 12th of January, 2025. We'll be back in a moment.
Ready to electrify your drive? Hyundai's cutting-edge EV lineup is about to change everything you thought you knew about electric vehicles. Prepare to be captivated by a range that's as bold as it is brilliant. From the lightning-fast IONIQ 5 and IONIQ 6, charging from 10 to 80% in a mere 18 minutes, to the tech-packed cabins boasting highway driving assist and blind spot collision warning, Hyundai EVs are redefining the electric experience. And with America's best warranty, including a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty, you'll drive with unmatched confidence. Hyundai's EVs aren't just the future. They're the now you've been waiting for. Learn more about Hyundai's EVs at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. See your Hyundai dealer for further details and limitations.
Americans agree that everyone should be able to make their own healthcare decisions. You and only you should control your healthcare decisions. But the truth is, attacks on reproductive healthcare, including abortion, are only intensifying. That's why your gift to Planned Parenthood is so important right now. No matter the battle, no matter the stakes, no matter what, Planned Parenthood is there. Protect our rights, protect our healthcare. Make your gift to Planned Parenthood at PlannedParenthood.org/protect.
He's CEO of one of the largest banks in the world, and Jamie Dimon of J.P. Morgan Chase has plenty to say about the economy, the incoming administration, and the future of work in America. He's talking with our 60 Minutes colleague, Leslie Stahl.
Were you surprised that Donald Trump won the election?
No.
Why do you think he won?
People were angry at the state, the swamp, ineffective government, that people wanted kind of more pro-growth and pro-business policies, that they didn't want to be lectured to on social policies continuously. I think it's the lecturing part of it. It's the social superiority. It's the my way or the highway. I traveled around the country. I felt it wherever I went.
There's a sense of gloom out there about the economy. Do you understand that?
I do understand it because I think there are a lot of legitimate concerns that Americans have. For example, ineffective government, they're angry about it. They're angry about immigration. There are people with legitimate issues.
Despite lower unemployment, a calming of inflation, and a soaring stock market, even he says he's, quote, cautiously pessimistic about the economy. And as chairman and CEO of the largest bank in America, it matters what Jamie Dimon has to say about things. Listen to him on Bitcoin.
You have called Bitcoin a Ponzi scheme. You've said that it's as useless as a pet rock. What do you really think?
You're going to have some kind of digital currency at one point. So I'm not against crypto. Bitcoin itself has no intrinsic value. It's used heavily by sex traffickers, money launderers, ransomware. So I just don't feel great about Bitcoin. I applaud your ability to want to buy or sell it. Just like I think you have the right to smoke, but I don't think you should smoke.
Since he took charge of the bank 20 years ago, the company has doubled its number of employees to 320,000 and grown its assets by nearly $3 trillion, which probably would surprise his grandparents, who came to the U.S. with little money from Greece in the early 1900s.
The neighborhood was like this block.
He took us to his old middle-class neighborhood in Queens, New York.
Which was your window?
We were on the top.
Penthouse.
It was a rental, I think. We were up that corner up there.
He shared one bedroom with his two brothers, and they played outside on the monkey bars.
I broke my arm in those monkey bars over there.
Did you ever dream when you were growing up in a million years that you'd be running one of the biggest banks in the world?
No. My dad was a stockbroker, so I was somewhat conscious of that part of the world, but I had never met a CEO until I was in college or something like that.
He grew up to be one of the most successful CEOs in the country, processing $10 trillion a day. His bank is thriving and healthy. But Dimon, now 68, has had two major health scares. The first was throat cancer a decade ago.
You are now, can we say, cured?
Yes.
That's
well, at least
big
in remission,
word.
Yeah. But I know a little bit more. People who've been told they have cancer know a little bit more than other people. That's staring you right in the face, and it may actually happen. You become a little more deliberate, a little more thoughtful. You don't want to have regrets.
But you also had a heart scare.
Yeah.
It happened at the beginning of COVID in March 2020.
My heart, the pain was extraordinary. I thought I heard it rip.
Was it a heart attack?
What was it? It was an aortic dissection.
What is it?
I had a tear in the aorta here.
Oh, my God. Did they tell you you might not make it?
Yeah.
They did?
Yeah, I knew that, by the way, yes.
Going in for surgery, at least you think in your mind, I've lived the life I should have lived so far.
Yeah, not enough of it, but yeah.
How long were you on the table?
7 or 8 hours.
Were you surprised when you woke up?